Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning, 64 degrees. The owner of a bar in Missouri is pushing back amid criticism in the pandemic.
Scott Passmore has been a longtime fan of the Lake of the Ozarks and the bar Backwater Jacks. He stopped in this Memorial Day weekend.
Absolutely packed.
So he recorded the chaos as pent-up pool partygoers appeared to ignore mask and social distancing guidelines and enjoyed themselves like there's no corona outbreak. Video has received more than 18 million views on Twitter and prompted a tsunami of finger wagging from social media users as well as several media outlets. Now Backwater Jack's owner Gary Prewitt is claiming temperature checks were done at the pool entrance. He also says no laws were broken, although partygoers did appear to violate social distancing guidelines. Tom Graham, Fox News.
The Kansas Department of Health and Environment says the number of deaths associated with COVID-19 in Kansas has now gone up by 17 to 205. The number of Kansans who have tested positive for the coronavirus now well over 9,300. The KDHE released these numbers, new numbers at noon Wednesday. KDHE Director Dr. Lee Norman says now is not the time to relax.
What we are doing has been effective at pushing down the infectivity of this virus. And yet it has not gone away. It will not go away if we continue to show laxity in terms of our attention to these public health guidelines.
Dr. Norman says he and his staff will be keeping a close eye on infection rates as counties take steps to reopen.
The University of Kansas Athletic Department imposing pay cuts and furloughs for all employees. This in response to financial problems caused by the pandemic.
Athletic Director Jeff Long announced the moves in an email to donors Wednesday. Long, men's basketball coach Bill Self, and football coach Les Miles already said last month that they would take 10% pay cuts for 6 months. The department's top-paid employees now face pay cuts of 10%, and its lowest-paid employees will be furloughed for 3 weeks. Some employees will have a choice between a furlough and a pay cut. Dave Wilson, KNSS News.
A victory for Texas officials who are fighting to block mail-in voting during the pandemic.
The Texas Supreme Court ruled Wednesday a lack of immunity to the coronavirus does not qualify someone to cast a ballot by mail. The state generally limits mail balloting only to voters who are over 65 or have a disability. The fight in Texas is just one of several court battles across the country over efforts, mostly by Democrats, to expand access to mail-in ballots to reduce the risk of spreading the disease. President Trump has railed against mail balloting, claiming its widespread use would lead to total election fraud. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Harvard University holding its virtual commencement ceremony today.
Harvard's class of 2020 will get their hard-earned degrees today, but won't all be walking across a stage with their fellow classmates. A university-wide virtual commencement is being live-streamed. Then each school will host its own online ceremony. Messages to the grads can be posted on social media with the hashtags #WeAreHarvard and Harvard20. Harvard's website says at some point there will also be an in-person event when commencement can be done safely. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A storm system that's been off to the south and east of us has remained close enough to give us off and on rain for the last week or so, and finally that's going to be moving on into the Tennessee Valley. Meanwhile, a few showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high 78. Clearing tonight, Tarlo 57, sunny, warm, and 78 on Friday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Now cloudy with some light rain, 64 degrees, northwest wind at 7 miles per hour. 8:34 now, Stephen, 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You can also listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. Time for the blur, Ted Woodward. Ted.
She Factor, celebrating the women graduating here in 2020. Some special appearances.
Gone West, featuring Colby Calais, will help celebrate the women graduates of 2020 with a virtual performance. The band will take part in a virtual graduation party and summit with guest speakers, surfer Bethany Hamilton and Olympian Missy Franklin. The event is hosted by She Factor, the lifestyle website, started by a mother and daughter who wanted to show their support to the millions of women grads who won't be able to walk across the stage to receive their diploma this year. Tennille Towns is also performing at the event, which starts at 4 p.m. Pacific and can be viewed on shefactor.com/shegrad. Gone West debut album Canyon drops June 12th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Let's fall in love with a celebrity.
The Fox Celebrity Profile with Issa Rae and Kumail Nanjiani. The two lead the new rom-com on Netflix, The Lovebirds, starring as a couple caught up in a murder mystery. The film was initially premiering at South by Southwest Festival with a theatrical release set for April. But with theaters closed due to COVID-19, the comedy found a new debut on Netflix.
I think it's just the perfect timing for people to get something that people to laugh about, to give people escape. It is kind of a feel-good movie at the end of the day, even though murder is involved.
This one held a lot of fun moments for the stars while filming, including with the movie's combination of outrageous situations and relatable relationship dynamics.
Really getting into sort of the nitty-gritty of a long-term romantic relationship and exploring things that can go wrong with them, things that can go right with them. To me, that was really fun.
That shooting in New Orleans was so much fun, and yeah, highlighting that city in a specific way, and obviously working with Kumail and the team.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Well, it's not Enterprise, it's not the Millennium Falcon, it's Space Force!
I'm Michelle Polino.
The president is creating a new branch.
The Steve Carell-led comedy Space Force lands on Netflix. The sci-fi stars Carell as a decorated pilot with aspirations to run the Air Force, but is instead tasked with leading the new sixth branch of the military, and presumably, hilarity ensues. The series also stars John Malkovich and Lisa Kudrow. If you're into true crime, Trial by Media is just the ticket. The six-part series features standalone episodes that each cover a memorable trial in recent history. Each one centers on how the media framed the case and potential verdict. The Netflix series kicks off with a murder case involving guests who appeared on The Jenny Jones Show. And The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo is coming to Amazon as a series. It'll be based on the Elizabeth Salander character from the popular Millennium book series, but with a twist. The series will bring the Salander character into today's world. That's Fox Tube on Fox News.
A canceled tour from an 80s rock star.
Here I go again.
Whitesnake lead singer David Coverdale is giving his opinion on the coronavirus. Coverdale is currently on home lockdown and awaiting word on when it will be safe to have surgery on the hernia that forced him to bow out of a planned summer tour with Sammy Hagar. The worldwide coronavirus health crisis eventually forced Hagar to cancel the tour altogether. The 68-year-old singer says at his age, he has to be really careful, adding that he can't get his health issues dealt with because the hospitals are dealing with life-threatening virus victims, and that the reason we've survived hundreds of thousands of years is because we adapt. But he adds, this is a hell of a thing to adapt to. Still, Coverdale says quarantine life hasn't been too awful, saying that they've got a big house, and if he needs his own personal space, it's big enough to achieve that, and that him and his wife are best friends. Cheers to that. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
Backlash about the sale of John Krasinski's YouTube show.
Former Office star John Krasinski explains why he sold his uplifting Some Good News to CBS Viacom after being criticized. The series, which highlighted heartwarming stories across the globe, began in March following the stay-at-home orders issued across the country and around the world due to the coronavirus outbreak. Krasinski explained to Rainn Wilson on his Instagram series.
I was only planning on doing 8 of them during quarantine because, like I said, I have these other things that I'm going to be having to do very soon.
Krasinski will now just executive produce the series with a new host. He will occasionally sit in and even invited Wilson to do a show. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Two more theme parks in Orlando get the green light.
The two companies submitted plans to local officials in Orlando, which agree they are acceptable. SeaWorld will open June 11th. Disney will wait until July. Magic Kingdom would open on July 11th. Epcot and Hollywood Studios on June 15th. The plan for Disney World relies on advance reservations, the wearing of face coverings, temperature checks, closing of high-touch game areas, and a crew of park staff who will remind guests to observe social distancing. Now they wait for approval from Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Happy birthday today to actress Carol Baker. She is 89 today. You know Carol Baker?
Was Carolyn Baker in...
Recount her film.
Okay, career. Okay.
Of course, she studied under Lee Strasberg at the Actors Studio.
Yep.
And then in the 50s and 60s, she became this huge ingenue and almost a pinup at something. Her first movie was with Esther Williams, one of those swimming pool movies. Easy
really?
To love.
I didn't know she
was. Her second movie was a little thing called Giant.
Giant?
With Liz Taylor and Rock Hudson.
Sure.
Her third movie was Elia Kazan's Baby Doll, which
Weird.
She got nominated for an Oscar. And she won a Golden Globe. Her fourth movie was a little Western called The Big Country.
The Big Country, that's what I was
Gregory
saying.
Peck.
Yep.
Under director William Wyler. Her ninth movie was a little thing called How the West Was Won.
Wow.
She also played Veronica in The Greatest Story Ever Told in the biblical epic. She had quite a run there.
Was she in The Carpetbaggers?
Yes, she was.
Okay.
Another big one for her.
Yep.
And Carol Baker. And my grandfather had a Carol Baker magnet. It was kind of a 3D thing.
Really?
And when you moved it slightly, her hips would sway
back and
forth.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good.
That always cracked me up. Carol Baker.
By the way, you know, my grandson, Luke, who turned 17 the other day, you know, he's got a car. But he's got on his dashboard, he's got a hula girl.
The hula girl?
Yeah. I don't know where he found it, but...
That's... All classic kitsch right there.
And the grass skirt's already gone. So, you know.
Oh, my.
You little girl.
50 years ago on this day, released
years.
In Wichita movie theaters, The Out-of-Towners, with a script by Neil Simon, directed by Arthur Hiller, starring Jack Lemmon and Sandy Dennis. And the premise is that these two people from out of town go to vacation in New York City and everything goes wrong.
Yeah, and I couldn't stand it. I watched about 15 minutes of it and said, bail.
I kind of agree with you. It's over.
It's too much.
It's depressing. Yeah.
It's depressing.
I mean,
not funny.
These two go to New York and literally 150 things go wrong.
Yeah.
And instead of being funny, it's almost depressing.
Oh, it is. Because it's too real.
Yeah. It got a mixed reviews. That's exactly what some reviewers said. Some people found it funny.
Yeah.
But it kind of... I didn't really care.
If you enjoy other people's misfortunes,
yeah.
I guess so.
It's just Jack Lemmon being mad for an hour and a half.
You hear that, New York? We don't quit! Now, how do you like that? You go ahead and you can rob me and starve me and break my teeth and my wife's ankles. I'm not leaving!
Wow.
Yeah. Then they remade it. They remade it. In the late 90s with Steve Martin and Goldie Hawn and John Cleese. And that was a bomb. It was horrible. So there you go. The Out-of-Towners, Jack Lemmon, came out 50 years ago today. And sadly, the death of Gary Coleman, actor, was 10 years ago on this day. Of course, the little guy that was in Different Strokes.
What you talking about, Luke?
Yeah.
The pleasure and the misfortune of having a catchphrase attached to you, which sometimes just pigeonholes your career.
Right.
Of course, he was a little guy, 4 feet, 8 inches tall. He had a congenital kidney disease. He underwent 2 unsuccessful kidney transplants. He had a lot of dialysis. He had heart surgery. He had pneumonia.
Wow.
And then he developed seizures later in life, and that's pretty much what did him in. He probably had a seizure, and he fell down some stairs and hit his head and passed away. He was only 42.
A lot of health problems.
Yeah, wow. He had a ton of health problems.
Yeah.
But he was a child star. He was big stuff in the 1970s and 1980s. Gary Coleman passed away 10 years ago on this day. Entertainment news in the blur, and it's brought to you by our good friends at Napoleon Appliance Repair. They've been serving customers in the Wichita area for more than 20 years. Let me tell you, if your appliance is struggling, you better have their phone number handy.
I think we're going to see him tomorrow at my house.
Oh, no, what's wrong?
Something's going on with the refrigerator. Oh, no, the washer.
The washer?
The washing machine.
Uh-oh.
I think we're going to see him tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, there you go.
You can't do without that for very long.
Nope.
So write down this phone number, Steve.
I got it.
409-1525. Call Terry. Get an appointment at Napoleon Appliance Repair.
Oh, we're already on the list. Coming up, Editor Bill Roy, Wichita Business Journal. Boeing is reducing its workforce. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.